Tonight, President-elect Trump tweeting more praise for Vladimir Putin after Putin's unexpected move not to expel any U.S. diplomats from Russia. Putin holding fire after President Obama ordered 35 suspected spies out of America and sanctioned top Russian officials for hacks aimed at influencing the election. Putin writing, "We will not create any problems for U.S. diplomats, but insisting that we are keeping the right to retaliate." Trump's response? Great move on delay by V. Putin. I always knew he was very smart. Putin's decision surprising some administration officials. And coming just moments after his own foreign minister publicly called for American diplomats to be kicked out. But the former KGB colonel instead personally inviting the diplomats' children to a New Year's Eve celebration. NBC's Lucy Kavanaugh is in Moscow.
The holiday parties that the American children were invited to will take place behind me at the Kremlin Palace. The move comes as Putin's spokesman seem to dismiss President Obama's actions, saying in 3 weeks there will be a new American president.
But Trump's move today, not as surprising as Putin's. Despite assessments by 17 intelligence agencies that Russia was behind the hack, the president-elect has never been convinced Russia was to blame.
It could be somebody sitting in a bed someplace.
Trump has said he'll meet with the intel community to see the fresh evidence against Russia, but his approach carries risks.
Now, I would hope that he wouldn't give away the farm just for a good photo op. We have real concrete interests that need to be pursued with Russia.
And here at the Russian embassy in Washington, they retweeted Trump's praise for Putin. But a U.S. official tells NBC News that Putin's decision not to retaliate may, in fact, be an acknowledgement that they crossed the line. Peter?
Hans Nichols reporting in Washington tonight. As part of the punishments leveled at Russia, the U.S. today closed down two exclusive properties used by the Russians here in the states. The U.S. government believes those sites may have been involved in espionage. Tonight, NBC's Gabe Gutierrez has an inside look at these compounds that have stood in plain sight for decades.
Today, outside this compound in Maryland, a rush to pack up and get out. A day after the U.S. said it was shutting down the home and another one on New York's Long Island as part of its retaliation against Russia. The Obama administration has not detailed what type of intelligence gathering took place in these buildings, but a senior intelligence official tells NBC News the properties were not part of the cyber campaign against the U.S. Instead, they were secure facilities where the Russians could hold secret meetings.
They've been quiet neighbors.
Across the bay from Washington, the Maryland compound is just 63 miles from the White House and near NSA headquarters. These pictures from inside show massive dining rooms and luxurious lounges. A sprawling 45-acre estate known for diplomatic parties where the vodka flowed. Closing the compounds now, perhaps more symbolic than operational.
It's possible that this is more of just sort of sending a message, almost an annoyance to the Russians, saying, look, you have these nice facilities and we are no longer going to give you access to them.
The properties were on U.S. officials' radar for decades, but even the Reagan administration, at the height of the Cold War, let them stay.
If we went and arrested every single person that we suspected to be a spy and kicked them out of the country, they would do the same to us.
Tonight, the two Russian retreats, now under the control of the U.S. State Department. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC News.